Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-10. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for joining me. Oh, it's always so much fun to have Rich Gannon on the show. We have such a good time, Rich.
We had to tape the brakes.
That's exactly right. It's the Rich and Jim show. Tune in next week for another episode.
You know, in the early days of Imus in the Morning being on TV, in the very earliest days, when back when we news on MSNBC, they didn't know how to sell it, so they just kept the cameras rolling. And the stuff that went during the radio breaks, as you know, you have the wheel and everybody has the same thing. But the stuff that went on during the breaks was much more entertaining than
exactly. <the same way. laughs> Hey, Rich, we got to move on. We still got work to do. What about you're our Middle East expert because you spent a lot of time there. You did business there. You travel all over the place there. You still go there. What's going to happen in the Middle East? Let's talk about politics and then we'll talk about economics. What's going to happen politically across the Middle East? Is Saudi Arabia in jeopardy? Can they buy their people off?
I think they are in jeopardy, and I think like everything else, money only goes so far. It's like, you know, we've always said about people, don't take the job just because the money, because if you hate the job, sooner or later the money doesn't make up for what you don't like that job. And it's the same thing with some of these places. It's impossible to predict who's going to fall, if anybody's going to fall. Bahrain, you would think, would have been among the last of them.
Right.
It's a little country with relatively limited natural resources and a very progressive government. Women can vote there. There's a elected.
That's assembly. The reason why it makes me think the instigators are causing some of this.
Well, I think that's true. Now, I mean, if you look at a map, the Gulf states, as they're called, which start with Kuwait and then work their way down through Qatar and then Bahrain, the Sharjah. UAE, Oman, and then Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. They're cheek by jowl with Iran. And in Bahrain, to your point, it's the difference between Sunnis and Shiites.
Right.
And for Westerners, it's hard to tell the difference, but for those people, it's difficult. They say the same thing about trying to understand why there's such a big deal between.
It's not the same thing as Baptists and Methodists either, by the way.
It's worse than that. You talk to people over there and they say, well, what's the difference between being a Catholic and being a Protestant? They say, well, whether or not you're the Pope and other stuff. They go, well, that doesn't sound like that big a deal.
So what do you think is going to happen? A year from now, what do you think will be a year from now?
I think that at the end of this cycle, and I'm not sure when we will see it, that the royal families will remain intact in the Gulf states, but that the societies will be far more open. And I think I think that's fine. I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
The issue is that it's like a roller coaster. Once you get over that hump and you start heading downhill, it's really hard to stop. And I think Libya will be the first example of a really bad outcome because I think Gaddafi was right. That is going to splinter into tribes.
Do you feel differently about Egypt? A few weeks ago, you said you weren't hopeful about Egypt. How do you feel now?
I'm still not. I mean, the easiest thing to have happen is for the military to come in and take over. I mean, and say, okay, well, that's done. Well, it's not. It's just trading one. The issue is always whether or not stability is better than freedom. I mean,
is the political unrest going to be a bad thing long term for the Western part of the world, Europe and United States, let's say, from a geopolitical standpoint, and if it is, then it would be not be good for us from an economic standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's right in both cases. I think this is going to be a very difficult time. I don't know how long the time will be, but you've got people that again the Iranians are perfectly happy to put a stick into this hornet's nest. The Chinese are lurking around, looking to see what they can pick off. The Indians have grown in enormous strength, over the last 20 years.
And where's America in all this?
America, America is still even with President Obama at the helm, America is still the moral authority for the world.
But are we using that moral authority? Are we being feckless right now? What do you think?
Yeah, no, we are not using it because we don't. And I hesitate to blame the president here because the situation is changing so quickly
right.
that it's very
it's
difficult
hard to know
to
which way to go
the right
it?
Direction. Yeah. Although I did write the other day that boy, you know, going back to that 3 a.m. ad that Hillary ran
yeah.
during the primaries, I said, you know, a lot of people, if you could go back and revisit that now, people are saying, you know what, maybe she was right.
Quickly, Rich. Could the president do some things by saying, let's drill more oil, let's be more self-sufficient? Couldn't he help hold prices down just by saying that?
Oh, sure. If he said, okay, look, we are now after 40 years of promises, we are going to do this. We're going to drill more oil. We're going to
have an energy
more
policy.
Natural gas. And
yeah.
and do the other things. I
yeah.
mean, there's nothing wrong with solar powered cars if you can build the
exactly.
clean electricity
Rich,
plants to power them.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks, Rich, for being here. Good job today. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.